This episode is sponsored by Velcro Brand. Okay, this sucks, and there's a thousand different expensive and fancy ways to manage cables. But this, my friends, is the best way. Number one, it's a big ass roll. Number two, you can cut it to any size that you want. And number three, it's reusable. And just like that, the deed is done. Stop spending a ton of money to manage your cables. You're welcome. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news. From one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. We've done some comment experiments before on the show. I've had you comment with your face, I've had you comment with your butt. Today, I want you to comment with nothing but your two big toes, assuming you have both big toes. If you only have one, then you're kind of just exempt from this. I don't care what you do. If you have to go on the floor and just type with your toes, that's fine. If you can sit in your chair and type under your keyboard from your chair to your desk, that's also fine. Just do it. Comment anything with your toes. And I will feature the best comment in the next episode. I'll just pick it. The best one. Comment below. With your toes. On yesterday's episode, I told you guys that PlayStation was most likely holding an event on September 7th, where they will show off the brand new PS4 4K version, but it was not confirmed in any way. Today, however, it's sort of confirmed. On September 7th at the PlayStation Theater in New York at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, they are in fact holding an event. They sent out invites for said event, but we don't know exactly what is going to be talked about or showcased at the event. The PS4 4K version is totally going to be a thing. But yeah, the date is at least confirmed. Let's try out a little something-something together right now. Open up your Instagram app and start a new post. Like, get an image, put a filter on it, make it all beautiful, and then add a caption. But don't post it. Close out of the Instagram app, like, completely. And now reopen it. Some of you will be able to continue and pick up right where you left off, and some of you will not. Instagram has not had a draft feature since it was introduced. You have not been able to go ahead and continue to add to a post or go back to it later. You would just lose it. Like, if you close the Instagram app, it's gone. That is it. No more. But now they're introducing a new save draft feature. So some of you, this is not for everyone, some of you will be able to continue with that draft before posting it. It is rolling out for a select number of users. So again, only some of you we'll be able to continue where we left off. Some of you just deleted your post. Most of you deleted your post. You're welcome. Fast.com is a no bullshit, extremely minimal speed test website from Netflix. It's been around for a few months and now it is available not only on the web as it has been, but also on Android and iOS. So if you are interested and you're always having to test your speeds and you don't want to use speed test, you want to use fast.com from Netflix, you can. Links in the description. Today, Google added a couple new features to Inbox. Like, number one, you can now attach files from your Google Drive account directly to an email. Previously, you haven't been able to do that for whatever reason. However, it has been a feature available in Gmail. Again, just not Inbox until today. And then they're adding deeper integration to things like GitHub as well as Trello. If you're interested in more of these features, you can do it. Links down in the description, because you can't Google it. You got to click the link. Googling is just too much work. So you're welcome. If I remember. I probably won't remember. Soon, regardless of whether or not you have any form of ad blocker installed on your machine, you will see ads on Facebook, period. Apparently, Mark Zuckerberg and the gang have found a way around ad blockers, and they will implement it. And even if you have one installed, you will see ads. Personally, I'm totally okay with this. I totally get it. As I mentioned before, ad blockers are a total one-way street. They benefit no one but you. Facebook is losing out, as well as publishers and content creators on Facebook as a platform. They are also missing out on that revenue because you decided to run an ad blocker. And I understand that the majority of you watching this show right now probably are running an ad blocker. My only issue is, though I understand and I think it's totally cool that Facebook has advanced and they're going to show ads and they worked the way around it, I think ad blockers will also advance with this. So Facebook, if you want to keep ads, if you want to keep showing them, you're going to have to stay one step ahead of these ad blockers, like, every day, all the time. So here's something kind of shitty. 911 centers obviously need money to operate, but they don't just need to operate, they need to upgrade and stay modern, but they have problems doing that because of lack of funding. And on your network, on your mobile carriers, they charge you a monthly fee of $1 for 911 specifically. So when you are paying your monthly bill, $1 of that is supposed to go to 911 call centers to just fund them and help them stay modern and operate. But it turns out Verizon and AT&T have been giving certain people deals and cutting out that $1 fee. I guess when trying to negotiate bigger business contracts as a way of cutting the cost, they say, don't worry about this. We'll just cut a few dollars off. One of those dollars happens to be the funding fee for 911 call centers. Apparently, Verizon and AT&T were like, meh, who needs them? What are you doing? So now those 911 call centers are suing them. Good luck. And it's now time for Ask FPT, the segment of the show where I take one question from you and I answer it for you. Today's question is from Tyler Mikowski on Twitter. He says, favorite tech company? Could be audio, gaming, cellular, any. Oh, that's a no-brainer. There's a local company in this area, a tech company. Off the top of my head, Front Page Tech, I believe is their name. Really great company. Really great people involved. Super handsome. And I would 10 out of 10 IGN would rate them. That's my favorite tech company. That, my friends, is the show. If you liked it, you learned something, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. You can also follow us on Twitter @FrontPageTech. Excited to read your toe comments. I'll see you tomorrow.